Hurry in during Ram Truck Month, where you'll find J.D. Power's number one brand and new vehicle quality in 2021. And right now, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 bonus cash on the 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. For 2021 J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Not compatible with any other offer. 0% APR financing for 72 months equals $1,389 per month per 1,000 finance for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital, regardless of down payment. Not all buyers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 3/31/2022.
Art of Relationship Show is copywritten. No one is to use any portion of the show without express written consent from myself, Greg Dzinski, or the Art of Relationships. Thank you.
Welcome to the Art of Relationship Show. Greg welcomes live calls from listeners in helping with numerous marital and relationship problems. There will be no more tit-for-tat arguments. Greg gets to the root of couples' challenges in a rapid, matter-of-fact format. Plus applies compassion and humor. Join in discovering how to improve your relationship and your own life. Listen, laugh, and climax. Greg is a licensed professional counselor in the state of Michigan. To others, he's simply known as Detroit's love guru.
Hey, welcome everybody. It is Monday, noon, 12 noon here Eastern Time in the Motor City. Hopefully everybody's doing okay, had a great weekend, and what else is happening, people? We are fast approaching the Christmas holiday. For those that celebrate Christmas and everybody around the world and here in the U.S. So hopefully everybody is all set, got your shopping done, and hopefully you did not overextend yourself, okay? And today, going to talk about fighting fairly, okay? I don't want anyone to fight. However, it's going to happen. If you feel that, you know what, you want a relationship, I mean, let's face it, we all want a relationship where there's no fighting, there's no arguing. We always agree on everything, right? Then that might mean we might be in a relationship with ourselves, okay? So that might not be a good thing. Let's face it, two individuals coming together, you're going to have disagreements, okay? That's normal. That's a normal part of a relationship or marriage, as most people know. The issue is, how can you help, you know what, where the fighting doesn't turn into a chaotic chaos situation and drive a wedge in between both of you, okay? So I'm going to give you a few little tips that you can take into, you know what, through the holiday season and into the new year. And what, you know, better time to do it than the holiday season? And I talked about, you know, how many things, if you will, a few things about might create huge disagreements, arguments in your relationship. And one was, you know, right around Thanksgiving time, was about how do you divide, or how do you, you know what, balance the relatives and friends and stuff during the holiday season, okay? That there's arguments about that. What about budgets? About, you know, those that have young kids or maybe have any age kids, and one of you, the husband might want to, or the father will say, wants to spoil the kids. The mother doesn't. We don't have the money. Or the mother, you know, wants to feel all lovey-dovey and, you know, wants the kids to be all fully happy. And, you know what, doesn't want to abide or agree to a budget. And it creates a lot of rift in a relationship or marriage. And you look at the situation, so it's a time of, you know what, not only that, a lot of people deal with grief situations. A lot of people, patient levels are down the toilet, right? So everybody tends to be on edge. Not everybody, but stressed out, on edge, worried about money, worried about, you know, all the stores being packed with, you know, shoppers. Maybe you're one of them, and all the arguing, pushing, and shoving that goes on. You know, oh my God, there's only one of those. My daughter wants it. You know what? Get out of my way, type of thing. And everybody's stressed. So I want to get into some issues that I did a little article, oh my God, probably a few years now, on Hitched newsletter in Hitched.com. It's probably been at least probably 2 to 3 years now, at least. So I want to look at, you know, situations to where, what are some things that you can realize that are not going to create, you know what, an increase, an elevation of the arguing, the fighting, the huge emotional distance in your relationship or in your marriage, okay? Number one should be you know, easy, right? You do not call each other names, okay? And this can be so difficult. You're such an ass! You know, it's hard. We've been there. Maybe I've been there too. I'm human. You know what? Do I practice what I preach? I try to, but I'm human too, okay? We all have our days, me included, where, you know what, we might say things we don't mean. We might say things that, you know what, as soon as it leaves the mouth, it's like a yo-yo. We want to hurry up and roll it back in, right? So it doesn't happen all the time. So what do? You know what, you try to refrain from calling each other names. And I'm not talking about, you know what, love names, your pet names for each other. I'm talking, you know, the ones that hit a nerve with your partner. Oh my God, if you weren't so fat, you wouldn't, you know what? That's not too cool, right? Remember I said about constructive criticism and about criticism, right? Constructive criticism is about, you know what, bringing awareness, bringing insight. It's teaching each other. And this is, you know, works for anybody, okay? Any type of relationship. And especially in your romantic relationship situation, okay? And there are some people, you know what, you can sugarcoat it, you can whatever you want to call it. And, you know, a lot of people I talk about. I'm not about people sugarcoating, you know, too much. I want people to be honest and respectful and to be able to look at, you know what, the element to where, you know what, I can, you know what, talk to you respectfully, and if you don't like it or, you know, like what I have to say, then we have to deal with it and talk about it. And that's one thing, you know, some people can't handle it. So let's get right into it, okay? Talking about, you know what, these are five elements I come up with, and I'm sure there's a lot more than that that come up with the situation. No name calling, okay? No below the belt hits, you know what? When your partner, you know what, has a situation, or you know what, you know they don't want to be called an a-hole, they don't want to be called the b-word, that type of thing. Degrading. Oh my God, you're so lazy. Oh my God, you got anger issues. You know what I mean? You don't hit below the belt. You got me? And yes, ladies, you get hit below the belt, it hurts you too, right? So you don't go after things that really, really, you know what, hit at the heartstrings of your partner, okay? That's being very disrespectful. And a lot of people, oh, you made me mad. You made me angry. I get all this. We make each other mad and angry and annoying at times. But it comes down to the situation to where, you know what? You need to be able to self-soothe. And it's hard to do. Like I said, even me, I'm human, okay? I make mistakes. But most of the time, this is where I want you to be able to self-soothe and increase your emotional intelligence where you can control that. Your partner might call you an ass, might call you whatever name and hit below the belt. Can you self-soothe and not go back, not go tit for tat back in that situation? Oh, God, that hurts, you know, that pissed me off type of thing. But you know what? I'm not going to go back to that level. That doesn't mean you're better. Hey, Matthew, hey, what's going on? And you look at the situation to where, you know what? You can self-soothe, you know what? I get you're upset with me, but please don't call me names. I want to talk about this. I want to be able to go after it, and I want to understand what you're upset about, okay? And this is what I mean. It's not easy when someone might be screaming in your face, yelling, and, you know, calling you names. I don't want that. That's where I say about, and I give out these five things to couples to, you know what, if they have a hard time, you know what, stopping the arguments or, you know what, not going there where you're calling each other names and you hate each other, okay? Another thing, you know, people heard is, you know what, you hear this in freaking self-help books, textbooks, and all this stuff, you know what? The all or nothing philosophy. You're always an ass. You know what? You never do that, you know, the always and never aspects where, and then you start to, no, I did this before. I did vacuum last week. No, I did dust last week. Don't tell me never and all, you know, that type of thing. You know what? I would like you to, it was important for me to, you know, for you to do this. And you didn't do it. I'm disappointed because I feel like maybe, you know what, I'm not important to you. Go after it that way instead of you always, you never, and then you throw names, names all out there. You're selfish. How many people do that, right? That's why I say, you know, you tie in number one, the name calling, and number two about using statements, always and never. You know what? You're always selfish. You know what? You never think of me. Those type of aspects. And then it creates, you know what, the tit for tat buildup, right? Then the names start throwing back and forth. I want you to be able to stop in what I call self-soothing and using emotional intelligence. And for a lot of people, I'm not, you know what, bashing people or judging. It's difficult to do because I tell people their sense of self might be injured. It might be more of a situation to where, you know what, their self-esteem aspects is not in a healthy state. So it's more difficult for these individuals to self-soothe, to be able to look at, you know what am I doing to cause this problem as well, okay? And how many people, this is one, you know, I talk about that, you know what, how many people you talk about an issue going on, oh my God, I can't believe, whatever, you know what, you didn't get the dishes done, you tell me you're gonna do it, I'm disappointed, you know, bummed out and all this stuff, and all of a sudden, it turns into stuff from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you get me? You never follow through, I can't remember you did this, and you throw stuff up from the past, okay? And I talk about this, you know what, it's not fair. You need to be able to stay on topic and stay on the issue at hand. Do not bring up stuff from 5 years ago, 10, 20 years ago, okay? And these are the situations, you know, I had a couple, you know, years and years ago that, you know what, she got ticked. He said something within the first 5-10 minutes of the first session, and she blurted out, oh my God, and you haven't pleased me in 20 years, meaning sexually, okay? And then I'm like, you know what, sort of having her own her stuff, and why don't, you know what, how come you didn't teach him? And then she starts yelling and screaming at me, I shouldn't have to, Greg, I can't believe you're blaming me. And she yells, no, I'm not blaming, I'm bringing insight. I want you to understand what made you or scared you that you weren't able to bring this up to him. I want people to be able to own their own stuff. And a lot of stuff that you bring up stuff, you throw stuff up in each other's faces during an argument instead of staying on topic. Okay, that tells me either you have had a hard issue to be able to move on and forgive, to be able to go, you know, heal from the past issues, or number two, they weren't dealt with properly. Okay, so it's very difficult when you're talking about one issue that, oh my God, you forgot to feed the dog type of thing, or dishes in the sink, or whatever it is. Okay, you know, forgot to pick up stuff on the way home, whatever it is, okay? And oh my God, I remember 10 years ago, and you're like, what? You're talking about something that happened that has nothing to do with the topic at hand. Can you stay on what the situation is that you forgot to bring something home that you were supposed to, okay? You forgot to. We always forget. We're human, that type of thing. And all of a sudden, you're talking about, oh my God, I can't believe you did it, you made this decision, and you're like, what? I thought we were talking about, I forgot to, you know, bring something home, pick up dinner, whatever it is, on the way home from work, and garbage bags, or whatever it is, you know, and all of a sudden, you start throwing, you know what, stuff that is totally unrelated to the topic at hand. Stop. Stay on one topic at a time. Hey, Trevor, hey, what's happening? Handsome, who the heck you talking to? No, you look at these situations where a lot of people end up, you know, talking about one thing and it brings up another issue, or the tit for tat comes up. And you bring up this issue, oh yeah, well you forgot this last week. You know what? Own your stuff, okay? You're gonna help reduce the fighting, the argument. You're gonna help, you know what, take care of the intensity and mellow it out here so it doesn't expand. It doesn't get to a, you know, hatred situation. You know what, own your stuff, okay? You know what, you're right, I forgot to grab trash bags on the way home. My bad, I'm gonna run out to the corner store, whatever, I'm gonna grab some, okay? My bad, my apology. Don't give up, well, you forgot this. You know what, you're trying to, you feel attacked or whatever. I want you to own what you did. Okay, I'm not saying it was intentionally, but don't, well, you throw this up, you know, forgot this. Do not start throwing stuff up with one another, okay? Do not start bashing your partner for something you did to make them feel bad and take the focus off of you. Like I said, you know what? We're all maybe guilty of this. I'm guilty of this at times. I don't want to. We're human, and I know better, right? With what I do for a living, right? All this pressure is on me, and I joke about this. But you know what? We're human. But own what we do. And this is part of being, you know, being able to self-soothe and being able to take the hit, not physical hit, but own what we do. And if we can do this, it's going to help eliminate the intensity of fights, okay? Now, you know, if stuff keeps happening, Greg, she brought up the past, or he brought up the past again, something that happened last week, they're bringing it up because maybe it hasn't stopped. That's what I look at too. Are you able to look at, well, Greg said, don't keep bringing up past stuff. And I want to look at, you know, are you bringing it up, you know what, that we're able to, you know what, own our stuff. And you know what, when we say we're sorry, maybe this is what creates arguments, that you don't own what you do and you don't try to work on stopping what annoys or disrespects your partner. You're not stopping it. So when that happens, your partner's going to keep bringing stuff up because it hasn't stopped yet. You get me? You haven't, you know what, you said you're sorry, you own what you do, but you keep doing the same thing over and over again, okay? That's not bringing up the past, because the past hasn't had a chance to heal because you're still doing this stuff. Hey, Rhonda, hey, you know what, my heart goes out to you. I hope you're doing okay. Someone mentioned, I told so-and-so, I'm not going to mention name, he is a pig from hell. I might agree with you on that, but, you know, the name con, it's, you know, realize, can we self-soothe, and can we, you know what, we know maybe so-and-so is a pig from hell, do we have to deal with him or her, that type of thing. Some people do that. They take the heat off of themselves. They can't face their problem, or what I say, Treva, you know, they can't, you know, face their problem or own what they did. You have to recognize and, yes, own it before you can heal it. I agree with that. And you have to be able to look at, you know what, why does stuff keep coming up? Greg, you told us in session or on your show or whatever, you know, don't bring up stuff from the past. Well, the past needs to be the past and not equal to future, okay? So, another situation I get into with, I don't get into, that clients bring into the sessions in my office is another thing. It sort of associates with number one, and it's about name calling, okay? How many people love it when your partner said, you act just like your mother? Oh my God, you act just like your dad, that type of thing. Does that piss you off and annoy you? Don't do it, okay? How many people, you know, you might joke around or whatever, oh my God, you act just like your mother. It might be a good thing, okay? You know what? I love your mother. I love your dad to death. Great people, whatever. You know what? I love the traits you carry with you. But you know what? When you're in an argument and you start saying, oh my God, you sound just like your mother, you sound just like your dad, don't do it, okay? There's a lot of times, let's face it, a lot of us, we might not want to be associated with, or, you know what, have similar traits to our mom, our dad, that type of thing, especially the ones that annoy the hell out of us, okay? So don't do that, you know what? Don't start, you know what, you act just like your mom. Oh my God, your mom would do the same thing to your dad. Oh my God, your dad did the same thing to your mom, and you're like, and then it freaks out, right? So don't do those type of tendencies, okay? Another thing is, how many people leave, you're having a discussion, okay? We're gonna say an argument, and you leave that. And it was ironic, I just talked to a couple Saturday about this very thing, that one of them, they get in an argument, whatever, and the other one leaves, just walks out of the house, can't get a hold of them for hours, okay? An hour, 2 hours, three, four, even longer. Don't do that. That's disrespectful, okay? But you can even text, you know what? I'm okay. I need to chill out. I just need to calm down. A lot of people, you know what? When there's a storm raging, you know, an argument, okay? The storm and all this stuff, a hurricane maybe raging between you two, and one of you wants to get away and one of you wants to try to force and talk about it, okay? This is where I want you to be able to self-soothe to where, you know what, maybe we need to chill out for a bit. And I talk about, you know, the elements, and I get what you feel, or a lot of people, you know what, you feel disrespected, you feel like you're not cared about, and all of a sudden it turns out, instead of speaking from the heart, which I always promote, so, you know what, the arguments have a chance to not develop. You know what, you get a tendency to hear each other and get what each other's feeling instead of the name calling, the yelling, the screaming, the bashing each other, okay? To be able to speak from the feelings. But one person, oh my God, I feel you don't respect me, you this, you that, you understand? And it creates an argument and the other one leaves, okay? The one yelling and screaming, usually, right, they want to feel heard. They want to feel important. They want to feel like they're cared about. They want to feel like what they're saying is important, okay? And then what happens? The other one wants to get away and break the argument, and the way to do it, they run. They leave the house. They go in another room. They don't want to talk. They give the silent treatment, which, right, might not be their intention, which sort of reaffirms the other one yelling and screaming, see, you don't care about me. You don't care how I feel. You don't care what I have to say. You don't respect my opinion or anything, how I feel. So it reaffirms, and I call it the dog chasing its tail type aspect, to where, you know what, the other one leaves. That's not their intention to make him feel that way or her feel that way. Their intention is trying to stop the argument because maybe they're what I call, you know, conflict avoidant. I don't use a lot of psychobabble, but this is one thing, you know, they're conflict avoidant, where, you know what, they try to do everything they can not to get in an argument, so they might withhold information. They might not say what's on their mind because they don't want to upset or hurt or piss their partner off and cause an argument, so they might withhold stuff, okay, which makes their partner feel like they're not, you know, fully connected or not fully involved. So I want you to, you know what, I need space. I don't want to argue. I love you. I want to hear what you have to say, but talk to me, okay? Don't leave them hanging. Don't just leave, okay? Don't just leave and leave your partner hanging. You know what, I need space, please. I love you. I want to be able to talk about this and resolve this, but I need space. The person yelling and screaming, arguing, wants to talk about it. Sometimes, you know what, they try to force the issue. I want you to self-soothe. Give them that space. But as I've always said, I want that partner to come back and talk about the issues when the break is over, okay? You need to come back and still talk about and try to resolve the issue. That way your partner is going to feel like they're important and what they feel matters, okay? So, you know what? I love you. I don't want to argue anymore. I want to try to, you know what, calm down so we can talk about it. I need to leave a little bit. You come back and, you know what, talk about it, resolve those issues. The one that is maybe needing to be heard and, you know, listened to and felt like they're loved and cared for, I get that. I get your pain and where you're at, people, but I want you to be able to self-soothe and say, you know what, I don't want to argue anymore and I want to be able to speak from my mind, so maybe cooling off would be cool, but you need to come back and talk about it. So, you know what, wrapping these things up again, people, the five things I talked about, and like I said, I did on Hitch.com. It's probably been 3 years ago, maybe longer. Do not, you know what, get away from name calling. Do not call each other names, okay? Big time, okay? Talk with your feelings. Speak from the heart. Do not get into a name calling, a tit for tat aspect, okay? This one's always number two. This one's been talked about for years, decades, okay? Do not use the always and never words, okay? You always are like this. You never do this. Don't do this. And this ties in with number three. Stay on the topic at hand. Do not bring up, you know, everything else in the kitchen sink. You know, you forgot garbage bags. You know what? My bad. I'm sorry. I know you asked me for them. I'm going to go out and get them right now. Okay? My bad. Done and over with. Okay, no big deal. You get me? Now, if it's a repeated offense, like I said before, it's going to be harder to work through this. That's why stuff keeps coming up. The two things, there's not been genuine remorse for your actions and, you know, genuine that you're sorry. Or, you know what, your partner just has a hard time letting go and going on. So either they keep coming up the same thing over and over again, or the remorse, you know what, isn't genuine or genuinely felt by your partner. That's usually the two things that go on. The third thing, you know what, is a lot less frequent. It means your partner always holds on to stuff, no matter if it's handled perfectly and there's genuine remorse. And that's not a healthy situation for a relationship or for a marriage, people, okay? So stay on topic. Number four, you do not throw up family traits about your partner. You're always like your mom. You act just like your dad. That type of thing. Oh my God, you do what your dad does. And I can see why your mom wanted to divorce him. I can see why your dad cheated on your mom. Oh my God, you're just like her. That type of thing. So it's not a do not do that, okay? Do not throw up family traits or situations against one another, okay? And number five, allow space. If the argument is getting out of hand, you know what? Try to calm down. Hon, you know what? I want to know what you have to say. I want to know what you feel. I don't want to argue. I just need some time. I need some peace so we don't get out of hand. Allow your partner to leave for a little bit. Go around the block. Take a walk. Whatever, okay, if need be. Or alone in the bedroom, family room, whatever, den, kitchen, wherever you have space. In the garage, allow them space, but then that partner needs to come back and re-engage and talk about those issues, okay? These are crucial. They seem so easy, and they seem like they're common sense, but let's face it, when we're hurt, when we're upset, when we feel not loved, our emotions get the better of us at times, and like I said, we have a right to feel what we feel, but I want you to come real with them. I feel disrespected. Don't yell and scream, okay? You can use these aspects to help you reduce the chances of arguing. And you know what? So you can get more reconnected and feel heard and respected and help you resolve issues, okay? You're not always going to agree. That's relationships. That's marriage, okay? But the way you handle stuff can make things a lot better and still make you feel loved and connected. And that, you know what, that you're important to one another, even if you disagree, okay? My website, again, is theartofrelationships.org. Oh, please join my Facebook private group. It's free until the end of January. It's going to be like your own private therapy group or therapy sessions from me, myself, where you're going to be able to talk to me one-on-one. You're going to be able to, you know, discuss like you do here, but it's going to be a lot more private. You're actually going to be able to speak through your own webcam or phone or whatever, ask questions, insights. So join that group. That's posted on my Facebook public figure page, Detroit's Love Guru, and also under my name, Greg Dozinski, on my regular Facebook page, okay? So peace and love to everybody out there, as always. Take care, people. Be safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern time, right here on Facebook.com/Detroit's Love Guru. Take care.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a nature show host.
In the native habitat of a suburban driveway, the poor victim of a broken windshield is left assessing his vehicle, utterly helpless.
Well, not true. If he's got Geico, he can file a claim online, over the phone, or with his handy mobile app.
But like a lone gazelle, he'll suddenly be left to fend for himself, awaiting his terrible fate.
Nope. Geico will assign him a designated claims team to help him out, too.
So the gazelle gets his car fixed and everything.
Wow. Nature is so cool.
Geico. Great service without all the drama.